Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. Something I for sure love having in my home is super clean countertops. And I love when it smells good too. So you can bring the vacation vibes to your home with coconut scented Clorox Scentiva. It smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy with a refreshing scent that'll transform your space into a tropical island retreat and give you a powerful clean. No plane ticket required. Unleash your self-expression with the enchanting coconut fragrance of Clorox Scentiva. You can get yours at a nearby retail store, also available in grapefruit or lavender scents. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. My social battery right now is closer to drained and very far away from bursting with energy. That is because I have spread myself too thin. So what I've had to do is press a quick pause on my life and ask myself, what can I do to recharge and then also not get myself back into this position again? And pausing with the question is a tool that I learned in therapy, a check-in tool. Therapy has given me so many tools, very simple ones such as that one, to more involved ones like setting big boundaries. And it isn't just for those that have had some big life event or experienced major trauma. It's for everyone. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Get yourself some tools to have in your toolbox. It's entirely online. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can also switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. I'm about to go try to press pause so that I can come up with a plan to recharge my social battery. And I'm thankful for that tool. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/4things today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/4things. I feel like there are so many weddings right now and even people planning vacations for the summer, celebrating a birthday, whatever the case. Maybe you're just going on a trip for something and you need a new carry-on. Well, Macy's has got you covered. Macy's Friends and Family Sale, the one you wait for, where you can get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. They've got 15% off beauty, makeup, and more, plus free shipping at $25, April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Happy Tuesday. Welcome to The Fifth Thing with Amy and Kat. Today's quote is more like an affirmation.
Ooh.
My friend Jackie sent me a whole list of March affirmations. And so there's one for March 1st all the way through March 31st. And she first shared this with me at a little like birthday dinner thing that I had last Thursday. So that was March 17th, which was, I will bloom how I was meant to. And then on the 18th, which was my actual birthday, I am free to dream a new dream. Yeah. And then today, I'll just read that one. March 22nd is, even here, I am growing. So the original poster of this was Morgan Harper Nichols. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's a verified account. So maybe someone y'all want to check out and follow. But it was a Reels that was posted and Jackie clearly took a screenshot and then she texted it to us and I was just so thankful for it. Like a little March affirmation.
Wait,
so
what's going to be your birthday dream, a new dream? What's your new dream?
I have a few dreams.
Okay.
It resonated with me in a different way. I don't know that it's something that like I could share at the moment, but like
you have some dreams brewing.
Yeah. We also at my house for that little birthday gathering ended up writing some intentions down and then releasing them into water one by one. I was going to burn them, but then my cousin who was on actually last Thursday's Four Things, she's known as my psychic cousin on the Bobby Bones show. But we FaceTimed her and she was like, no, this, it was a full moon. And she said, you got to release it into water. This full moon is about water, not burning. There's a time for burning. But
okay, I was
going to
say, I burn things all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's not a bad thing. She was like, you could burn.
Okay.
But like, she said, just push it out into the water. So we did, and we each wrote stuff down, and then we stood in a line, and each person walked up. We were going to go to Radnor and put them in the lake, but then it got late, so we just put them in my hot tub.
I was going to say, did you put them in the pool?
Yeah.
And they just end up in the skimmers?
Now hopefully they're not clogging my drain. I need to go check. But speaking of the episode that I did with my cousin last Thursday, something that Houston, shout out, our podcast producer and editor, he went through and numbered all of my episodes. So I had never numbered my episodes before, which the point in me wanting to go back and do that is sometimes I like to reference an old episode, like I'm going to reference that episode from last Thursday. It's episode number 340.
Wow, and that's a lot of episodes
when you go
also.
To the, thank you. Yeah. When you go to the podcast feed, if you're looking for a particular number that I maybe reference, like, hey, go listen to this episode or this guest was great, you can go back and find the number. It's way easier than
trying
to find the
title. Wait, I want him to number mine.
Well,
I'll ask him. Houston, if you're out there.
I know it was a task. So you can get with him when you know when he's got some extra time and he can try to number yours.
Maybe mine already are numbered.
But I'm thankful for it. But literally last week was my first round of episodes ever being numbered. So like Thursday might have been the first official numbered episode that was out there, even though he retro numbered.
Got it.
Follow me?
Yeah.
So my cousin, the episode we did was about the gift of time, but also numerology because of my birthday and my numbers. And she's all into that. So she said, once you start paying attention to it, numbers will be everywhere. Well, she woke up the next morning and downloaded the episode and pulled it up. And she was like, you got to be kidding. She's like, this is episode 340. And I said, yeah. And she was like, hello, don't you know in the episode we talked about your attitude number, which is 3, your life path number, which is 4, and then 0 is the great equalizer.
Shut up.
Yes. So 3, when she was on, like, go back and listen to that episode. See, this is me using that. Go back and listen to episode 340. And she talked about how 3 is the communicator, the creative child, the charismatic soul, the seeker of joy, socialization, and connection. And then at my birthday thing, we were sitting around and I was like, this is a year where I want more connection. Like, I want to connect. Then my cousin went in to say that 4 is the number of process, routine, analysis, organization, and practicality, solid foundations, accomplishment, establishing healthy boundaries, and stability. And I'm like literally in the season of all of that.
Wait, that is specific to you?
That's the life path. That's specific to anybody that's in a 4 at the moment.
My but you're in a 4. Happened.
Yes. And then the part about the 0, she said in the 0 in the podcast episode is the great stabilizer, equalizer, and levels up whatever it touches. The 0 is literally the circle of life. So my attitude number and life path number and then the great equalizer ended up being the number of the episode.
That's weird.
And we pre-taped
that. You didn't cheat that.
We pre-taped the episode before she even knew what number Houston was on. Like, and also, she figured out my attitude number, my life number by doing all this math with the days, like March 3, 18, 1981. So you add up like 3 plus 1 plus 8 plus 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 1. And then it's a whole,
I need to call your episode, cousin.
But isn't that weird?
That's weird. That's weird.
It's pretty wild. That's what she even said. She said, so wild, I'm literally blown away that the show episode number is 340. She said, the signs and numbers are always validating, confirming, and speaking to us if we choose to pay attention.
Well, I have a hard time believing some of that stuff.
Me too.
But like then this stuff happens and I'm like, wait, what? It's a coincidence or is it like a little bit real?
Right. I feel you on it.
All right.
So that's just a little
fun
fact. But anyway, what dreams might I be dreaming? I don't know. But here we are. The March affirmations was the quote for today, but I'm going to get into an email that we got from Hannah in Iowa. We're going to like bring it back down to something totally different. We're shifting. Hey, Amy and Kat, I'm wondering what your face wash routine is and what products you use. Also wondering about eye products. Thanks, Hannah from Iowa. Now, I've talked about this like multiple times on the show, but sometimes we get new listeners, but I'm a huge fan of Zio, which is like Dr. Obagi, like a different line that he has. My girl who on Instagram, Carrie, she's at the Nashville Beauty Girl. Pretty sure there's a the in there. And she got me on Zio years ago. I got my sister on it. Mary's already was on Zio. Like we all have this obsession with Zio.
I feel like I should try it now.
Yeah. Like I love specifically Daily Power Defense. That's like the hero product. But so like if you were to only be able to afford one item, because there was a time in my life I couldn't a Ford Zio. Mm-hmm. No way. But like if you have a hero product, like that's the number one thing. But I have like face wash, gentle cleanser, like some complexion pads. I do the Daily Power Defense and some firming serum because I'm trying to like firm now that I'm 41.
I use a firming serum.
Good for you. Yeah. Starting early because you're only 31.
32.
32. You just turned 32. Yeah. You should have Amanda talk about 3 + 2.
I know. I'm about to go do the math.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I know you just turned 32 recently, but you look 31.
Oh, wow. Thank you. It's the firming serum.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can tell. So that year, you really got it there. So that's what I'm a fan of. But eye cream, like a lot of times I love Burt's Bees from Target. It's like a very gentle one. My under eyes are very sensitive.
But what brand of the eye patches do you
use? I have all kinds of brands. I just order on Amazon or I get from Target or Peter Thomas Roth, which is a more expensive one. That one I mostly get as like a gift. My mother-in-law is always nice and gifts those to me because those are like a special treat or if I'm treating myself. But Amazon, I started ordering these really thick ones that are gold from Amazon and they are way cheaper.
They just look nice.
Everything just feels like, honestly, I don't know at the end of the day if they're really doing anything, but if it's placebo effect, I'll take it. Somehow
it
I put it on in the morning and I let it sit on there for 20 minutes and then I take it off and I'm like, new me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, refreshed. So big fan of that. But then eye cream at night, there's a Zio one I can't use because it causes little bumps under my eyes. Again, I have very sensitive skin, but a Burt's Bees like nightly eye cream is just what I put on. I do shave my face. That's something we talked about recently on the Bobby Bone Show is face shaving because it's all over TikTok. It's very popular now. And I'm like, I've been shaving my face for about 8 years now. And I should have made a video on TikTok because I would have lots of views. But I haven't done that.
8 years ago before TikTok was even a thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I was shaving way before. And the big concern there for people is they get nervous that if they shave, the hair is going to grow back thicker. And it does not. And the story that we talked about on the show is that dermatologists are saying, because it's going viral on TikTok, like, you don't have to worry about that. Like, the coarsity of your hair, I guess that's how you say it, is genetically predisposed. So, like, it's all predetermined. You're not just going to shave and then suddenly have thicker hair. If you happen to have thicker hair on your face, it's just that's your genetics. Yeah. Like, and to be honest, like, I have a few thicker hairs that come out of my chin, but they haven't gotten worse because I shave. And those I try to pluck because I just want to get those at the root and be done and be gone with it. Which, if you haven't hit that stage in your life, you will get there.
I'm 32 and I've already gotten there.
Oh, yeah. I had them at 30s. Like, I had them some at 20. But some people, it just comes at different phases. Or maybe some people just, they are blessed and they don't have to deal with random facial hairs. But I'm a big fan of shaving. So I would say incorporating that into your routine, no matter what you do. The Tinkle razor is a favorite of mine. Or I just get a Bic razor, like plain. Cannot have that, like, gel stuff. No, that will break me out. It has to be no gel, no nothing, just plastic and blade. The blue Bic, I think BIC disposables. That's what
my esthetician told me when I used to do this myself. Then I cut my face and I vowed to never do it again. So I just have a professional do it. But she told me to get a men's disposable razor because men's are, I don't know, a different metal. I don't know if she
But I just can't have, even if it's the men's, I can't have any sort of like aloe or moisture, whatever that strip is called. I can't have a moisture strip because it breaks me out, which I've cut my neck before because I try to shave down.
Did you do like what in the movies men do and they put like a little piece of toilet paper?
Like, oh man, it was like a gash.
I gashed my eye because underneath your skin underneath your eye, your skin is so delicate. And I think I was like, I've been doing this for years and I'm just like going. And then I completely took out a chunk of my skin.
That being said, if you do choose to start shaving, like you have
to
be careful.
Yeah.
Don't be in a rush. Yeah. Go slow. Do your thing. But it is very exfoliating and good for your skin and helps with fine lines. Mm-hmm. And so give you like a little bit of a glow. So that's what I recommend. We got another email from Jonathan. Speaking of the Bobby Bone Show, because I'm pretty sure I talked about face shaving in the pile. But he said, hey, in your pile today, I'm assuming he means from an episode last week, you mentioned a password app. I forget the name of it, so I'm assuming he wants that. And I use LastPass to store all of my passwords.
I hope that existed.
Outing me in any sort of way where someone can then hack my LastPass. But it's been a pretty great app to store. And like as a family, we can go in and everyone has access to it. If Netflix changes or Disney Plus or any of our banking. Suddenly I'm like the little second guessing, like telling people what I use. But I mean, LastPass is out there. It's a product. It's not like someone could get into my LastPass, right?
I didn't know these things existed. I just have everything in a note in my phone, which I think is not probably very safe.
This app is like a vault. It says it's a vault.
It's a vault?
It's like literally.
You have to pay for it?
Yeah, we pay for it. Oh, that's premium. I don't know. There's probably different levels. There might be a free one, a premium level. I don't know. But I am thankful for that app. And Jonathan, that is the name of it, if you want to download it and check it out. All right. It can be hard to pick out the right gift for the person that deserves it the most. I'm talking about the mom in your life. But thankfully, Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to help mom feel special. You can shop by price, 25 and under to 100 and under. You can shop by category, like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or gift lists, like for the mom who has everything. Gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And things for grandma. Top gifts, like Dolce & Gabbana, Devotion, Eau de Perfume. Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie, which is a crossbody bag. Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven. And so much more. Shop at Macy's.com/giftfinder. That's Macy's.com/giftfinder. All right. It's wild to think that women were excluded from clinical research until 1993 when the law was changed. And women are essential to research. And Ritual, the maker of my favorite multivitamin, they know this. They do the research for us so that we can feel confident about what we're putting in our bodies. Now, a clinical trial for Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus showed increased vitamin D and omega-3 DHA levels in women in just 12 weeks. Now, as you can see, Ritual is clinically backed, which means they care about getting it right. Essential Women 18 Plus has 9 high-quality key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules. Yep, just 2 capsules a day is all you need. And the delayed release, what that does is it optimizes our body's absorption. Ritual is really intentional about all that they do, including the delayed release. Also, the minty flavor of the capsules and the look of them. They're really pretty in the bottle. Like, this is a vitamin that I don't mind having out on my bathroom counter. They look good, they taste good, and they help me feel good. No more shady business. Ritual's Essential for Women 18 Plus is a multivitamin that you can actually trust. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/4things. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women 18 Plus to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/4things for 25% off. All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices, and vacation disappears quicker than ice cream melts. But what if summer doesn't have to come with a scorching price tag? What if there's another way? With IKEA, your plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Dreamy getaways can mean the perfect reading nook right outside your window, picnic in the shade, or taking your morning coffee to meet the morning sun. Really, any meal tastes better outside. Create that summer escape for family and friends and start planning a better, more affordable summer right now. You can be the host with the most and the least worries. This summer, make your doorstep the perfect vacation destination with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Okay, so shifting gears again. Kat and I, before we were recording, we were talking about something that she said comes up a lot, and it's about feeling lazy. And why don't you go ahead and read the quote that you saw, and then let's discuss it based on like what you hear a lot from people.
Okay, so this quote comes from at Real Depression Project, and it says, "The best thing a therapist ever told me is you're not lazy, you only have a certain amount of energy, and right now you're using all of it just to survive." And I like that because I have people in my office all the time that are like, "I'm just so lazy. I can't find the motivation. Like, I'm worthless." And they say all this stuff. And then I have them write down everything they're doing. And I'm just sitting there thinking, how could you ever think you're lazy when you do all of this? You just don't have an unlimited amount of energy. And I think we get in our heads with that all the time. Like, do you ever call yourself lazy when you like can't? You're resting and you're like, "I'm so lazy. I can't get up and cook dinner." And it's like, but didn't you just work all day and you worked out and you picked up your kids and you washed your face and you did your routine? Like, you're not lazy.
Yeah. I think sometimes I get in that rut. It's like I do some comparison.
Yeah.
And I think I know and see what everybody else is doing. And then I can, even though I don't know the reality.
Mm-hmm.
And then I put that pressure on myself of like, why am I not able to get that done and that done and that done?
Mm-hmm. But they're probably also not doing all the things that you're doing.
Yeah.
And I also think if you're seeing it on Instagram,
that's not reality.
Yeah. I mean, I might look more productive than I am on Instagram, but.
I feel like you look extremely productive.
Do I? I don't know that I posted enough to look productive.
I feel like you look pretty normal. But yeah, I mean, I could see how that's a thing where we, I'm thankful that a lot of people though are talking about how we don't have to be go, go, go. But for a chunk of years, that was the messaging, especially to like women, like wake up at this time.
Hustle.
You got to get it all done. This is just what you have to do. Yes. And thankfully we're coming out of that and we have that freedom because of those that are wise and speaking up about it to not feel guilty about not doing all of those things. And maybe just watching Real Housewives if we want to. Sort of like we've talked about before on the fifth thing. Like, is it a guilty pleasure or is it just a pleasure?
Yeah.
Like, why should we
feel
guilty?
Bad about it?
Yeah.
You know what this is bringing up is, do you know who Ian Morgan Cron is?
No.
Okay. So you should follow him. I think you might like him. Well, actually, you're not a big Enneagram person, are you?
I mean, I
feel like I keep trying to make you.
Like, yeah, maybe we should be. I know.
So
what is your number, by the way?
My Enneagram number?
Yeah.
A 7?
I forget. Oh, you're a good time. Mm-hmm. That's what the, I forgot. You're party girl, always trying to make it all. You got to make it awesome.
Aren't you between a 3 and a 4?
Yes.
Yeah.
Tested as both.
Okay. So he came on You Need Therapy a year and a half ago. We were having a conversation about, I think, crisis and how our numbers shift during crisis. And we started talking about productivity, and I forget exactly how he said it, but he said something along the lines of like, I think people are confused about what productivity really is and the point of being productive, because in our heads, I hear that we think that like we need to like be productive so we can then like get more stuff done and be more productive, when the point of being productive is that then you have less time that you have to work. Like, being productive is like, I got up and I did my work, so then I'm done, not so then I can do more work. And I think that ties into this like, I'm so lazy, when it's like, no, you did everything you need to do. Why do you need extra credit? I don't know. In school, I always wanted extra credit.
Yeah, of course you did.
I would have like 110 in a class and I'm like, I need 150.
In Brené Brown's book, Daring Greatly, she talks about how, you know, basically exhaustion is not a status symbol.
Mm.
But again, there was that chunk of years where that was elevated and celebrated.
Yes. All right. So that is reminding me of, I was talking to Shauna Nyquist about this, who's an author, and she wrote the book Present Over Perfect. And in that book, I was re-listening to it. And in that book, she talks in the very beginning about how she was burnt out and tired of being strung out by exhaustion. And it like hit me like a ton of bricks, because I'm like, oh my God, I personally get like, I don't know if I would use the word frustrated or like annoyed by people who brag about being busy. Like, when people are like, oh, look at all, I did so much and I did this and I was working for 14 hours. And then as like a status symbol. And I feel like when I talk about being busy, I'm like, ugh, all I want is to do nothing. And I'm like, why are we using having 1 million things to do as a way to elevate our, like, I don't know if it's worthiness or our, like, sense of value. But to me, it's like, I don't want to be tired.
No.
Like, I don't want to be tired.
Yeah. No, I'm just thankful, like I said, like a few minutes ago, that we're not chasing that anymore and that there's people speaking out about that. And we love to talk about Mel Robbins here on the podcast. Like, I'm obsessed with her. I'd love to have her. I'm going to go ahead and manifest that as her being a guest one day.
That's a dream that you're dreaming.
That's a dream that I'm dreaming is Mel Robbins coming on the podcast. But speaking of Shauna Nyquist, I'm interviewing her soon about her latest book, which is, I guess I haven't learned that
yet. That's what I interviewed her for.
Oh, well, you quoted her other book.
I know.
Or you referenced.
Because of I haven't read the new one yet.
Oh, okay. Well, I started reading it the other day, and it is so good. And I'm going to get it done before my interview with her. Yeah. But my sister will never hear this. But what I'm doing is, my sister is so obsessed with Shauna, like loves her, that I'm setting up a Zoom with my sister. Uh-huh. And she thinks we're going to be doing a Zoom about, I maybe have shared this before, I don't know, but it's happening soon. Mm-hmm. I'm setting up a Zoom with my sister that she thinks she's coming on to talk about her HGTV show. And she's going to pop on the Zoom and I'm going to already be on with Shauna. And then my sister's going to be like, what? And then I had Shauna's team send my sister a copy of, I guess I haven't learned that yet. But my sister just thinks that I hooked her up with a gift. Like, but really, my sister's already reading it. I think she's already done with it because she's that obsessed. But she's going to know about the book and she's going to be able to talk to her about it. And then my sister has this whole story from back when my mom died that someone dropped off like bread and wine on our porch. And my sister thought it was basically from Shauna. I can't remember the details.
Wait, really?
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Oh.
We don't know really who it was. Just like this mysterious thing.
I'm just going to say it's from Shauna.
Yes. And so my sister will be able to talk to her about that because Shauna has a book called Bread and Wine. And my sister loved it. And then there was like this note.
You know what? I will say, I wish I could be on a flight. Well, I'll listen to it. I wish I could be there for it because she was a freaking delight to talk to.
Yeah.
I mean, I could have, I don't think she wanted to, but I wanted to sit there for like 5 hours and talk to her. And she said something, I'm not going to spoil all of it, but she did say something about like creating boundaries that I really liked. And she just said, you know what? It really is harder for people who... This spoke to my heart because I'm a single person. She was like, single people have a hard time being allowed to set boundaries than people who are married with children. And I was like, thank you for saying that. Because if I said, I don't know if it means as much because I am that.
Yeah. But, and I'm sure somebody else needs to hear that right now.
Yeah. So like we should all have the same ability to say no.
And no mean no.
No means
no. And yes mean yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Being okay with that. What episode number is that?
I don't know because Houston hasn't numbered my episodes yet.
But Kat's podcast.
It hasn't come out yet. It's coming out in 2 weeks. Oh, so I don't want to give anything away.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So people can look forward to that on You Need Therapy podcast in a couple of weeks.
Yes.
But maybe by then you'll have your episodes numbered and on next Tuesday we can...
I can shout out the number.
Yeah, or in a few weeks we'll be able to give the actual number. So Houston, heads up, might just go ahead and start numbering Kat's episodes. And speaking of Kat, she was also on Outweigh with me this last Saturday. So if y'all have any history with disordered eating or eating disorders or you're curious about it, we had a conversation over there. You can just search up Outweigh wherever you listen to podcasts. And something that also loaded, so Outweigh comes out on Saturdays. And then on Sundays, I've been starting to do the listener Q&As. And those have gone really
well. You started them?
Uh-huh. Brandon was the first one. And then this last Sunday, so like 2 days ago, was a listener named Jacqueline, or Jackie, as I like to call her for short. And she was so good. Her questions were awesome. She, even with the questions she had for me, she offered her insight and wisdom. And she is in grad school, about to graduate. And I think even like
really
in counseling therapy type thing.
Is and it so a Zoom or is it a phone call?
We were on Zoom. So we were looking at each other and it was about an hour long conversation. And it was so great. And I was so thankful for everything she had to say. And I feel like listeners, we're going to get so much from her, like a fellow listener. And that's, again, what this is all about, is creating that community and like connection.
Mm-hmm.
That's because this like year is about connection.
Yeah.
So thank you to the listeners that have sent in emails saying you want to host. It's a listener-led Q&A with me.
Also, I would just say to them, like, props, because that's kind of scary.
Yeah, she admitted that. She was like, I'm so nervous right
that's
now.
That's so scary.
But she did great. Yeah. She killed it. And then Brandon was the first one. Like, I've gotten feedback. So Brandon and Jackie, if you're listening, I've gotten emails of people saying they're enjoying it and y'all did great. So if y'all want to email 4thingswithamybrown@gmail.com, whether you've got a question for Kat and I for the fifth thing, put that in the subject line, or listener Q&A, just put that in the subject line. And we would love to hear from you. And Kat, you can find her on Instagram at kat.defada and also at You Need Therapy Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And did you see I tagged you in I posted your little button the other day, the button I keep
on
my four things.
I love that you still have
it
on there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it says all bodies are good bodies. Mm-hmm. And it is my button on my Four Things tote, which we still have stuff up for Haiti right now. All proceeds supporting the orphanage where my kids grew up, which will always be a place that's near and dear to my heart. So if y'all want to go to theshopforward.com/Amy, I think also theshopforward.com/Haiti will also get you there to those specific items that are all 100% to the orphanage. Because there's other items that might support other organizations in Haiti or different. There's some items that are supporting the Ukraine. So just making sure you go to that specific page on the Shop Forward if you're looking to, you know, get a little something and know that you're helping out a lot of needs that have just popped up there regarding security, water, education, and then some specific things that a few of the kids there need. So
shout out to my mom.
Oh, yeah. Kat's mom is hilarious. She was like, I want to help get the wheelchair. And so then Kat's on the phone with her just now before we were recording. And she's like, okay, I'm going to get, I'm fine. It's fine. My friend has this different sweatshirt. You can order that one. Oh, cool,
she's
mom.
Like,
Kat's like, get me the cool aunt. And then just like, oh, I need a startup, like the whole thing. So
she's trying to get a wheelchair. Yeah.
And then she was like texting it to all her friends or family members. Yeah. She's like, hey, go buy this. I'm trying to get a wheelchair. So I love her spirit. It's awesome. And again, that's all proceeds going to a place that I wish I could visit right now. I feel like at one point in time, people were more connected to the orphanage because, like, I was going there all the time and my kids were still there, and now they're home and we haven't been able to travel because Haiti's not safe to go to as a visitor. Well, even if you just live there, it's just not a good, there's no point in me going and risking, you
your
know,
life?
Security,
yeah.
safety, or my life. Like, I would have to go and I would have to have security, and then I'm putting them at risk. So, like, what's the point? Other than I would love to see my people down there. Like,
it's been 4 years since you've been.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. The kids have been home for over 4 years, and I haven't been back since I picked them up because I was waiting. I didn't want to go in the first year or two because I didn't want them to be confused. Why are you going to Haiti and not taking us? But then now I could take my daughter back. Like, she would love to see her birth mom, and I'm okay with that, and I want them to have a relationship, and I hope we do get to do that one day soon, but I just don't know when that day will be. But in the meantime, what I can do is try to send them love if I can. So we launched this last week for my birthday. I just wanted to find a way to support them because I still get emails. I still know their needs. And when I saw that stuff popping up, because everything there is so expensive. And like, even the teachers, they're not getting paid enough. And thank goodness there's now a school on the campus, because there wasn't always one. But my friend Tiffany made it happen, because the kids can't even leave campus for school anymore. But the teachers, they're getting paid $200 a month.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I would love to either help with that, like I meaning we, not me, but I would love to be able to spread the word about that so that people maybe want to support that, and maybe they could get a bonus.
Yeah.
Or take some pressure off my friend Tiffany for fundraise. She fundraises for the school each month. So just getting those paid for, because all that's separate from like rent and bills. Like, the orphanage is actually doing well when it comes to that sort of thing. But these are just stuff that
the extra,
like, these are random concerns that have popped up in the last month where it's like, oh, a new wall to rip down that wall and build a new wall, $17,000. Okay. Like, that's just not stuff they have in the bank.
And the fact that it's so expensive, there's
everything
my mind.
Is expensive. It's pretty wild. So all that to say, we're going to wrap it up now. So thank you, Kat, as always. And thank you, everybody, for listening. We hope you have a great day, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Bye.
Summer, the best time of the year, usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there was another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. At IKEA, everyone can have lounge chair access. No reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, they have all of the essentials that you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget. All right, this show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth that no matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can really make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through things. Now, BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com. BetterHelp.com. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today. Hey, it's Amy here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. That peace of mind means so, so much for these families. So join me in helping St. Jude in this fight. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.